We're at the end of Simin Reish Ayin Gimel. So I have to clarify something. Back in Sif Gimel, there's 2 points. One is back in Sif Aleph. I missed a line of the Mishnah Berurah, which I didn't register so much. And I don't see the post can talk about it so much, but in Mishnah Berurah Sif Katan Zayin. Okay, according to this, the first Yesh Omrim, as long as you can see the place, afilu mibayis lochotzer, it's good enough. Okay, we don't paskin like that, but it's there. We combine it with other things, right? So then the Mishnah says, "Sif katan zayin, v'od mibayis labayis." It's not just bayis lochotzer; it's from house to house, right? But then he says, "Imro and makomo." Then he adds in a few words that I didn't pay attention to, but I think we need to pay attention to them. The ein shvil hayochid hakavua bimos hacham or bimos hagishom mimavzik beinayim. If there's no private road separating the two, which means for sure, I was giving the example of here and across the street. For sure, when you have a public road separating the two, so that's, you know, I don't know where that comes from exactly. But even if it's a private road, not even a road, it's a shvil. Shvil's a path, a private path. It means you have two houses on the same side of the street. If there's a path between them, that's already no good. Well, I don't know. Because even the opinion of Roa Makomo, I don't know. But certainly across a real street, that sounds like for sure it's going to be out. Anyway, we didn't pass him like that. We only at the end with the way the Mishnah Berurah said it, Bir Halacha said it was that room to room within one house is okay, is no good. But if you could see from room to room, and you have kavana to go from room to room, then even the chatchila it's okay. Now your question was also we talked about going outside, and you said is it even going outside of the room? So that's what those stories are saying from the Chafetz Chaim and the Chazon Ish, that they wouldn't even leave the room. Meaning, when you're going out to wash, so it's not a chasuda. It's not going to be a real hefsek. Anything, even if you're going really outside. But the chatchila, if there's no reason to go into the bedroom to take off your jacket, so then you shouldn't. Sounds like you shouldn't do that. That's a tzarech suda. You want to get comfortable. I don't know. It's not exactly tzarech suda. Take off your jacket after hamotzi. Okay, so all right, that's that. Oh, and then we said that you have to make kiddush. You have to eat right away. And right away, they seem to say is right away lechatchila. And what if you sit there for an hour? You come to a kiddush here in shul. It's a kiddush. They make kiddush. And you don't jump at the food. You're talking to your friends, and then the rabbi speaks, and the Baal Simcha speaks. And now 45 minutes has passed, and you didn't eat yet. Can you eat? So it seems like you can still eat. Meaning that wasn't lechatchila. Lechatchila, you should have eaten right away. But b'diavad, we're not going to tell you that you have to make kiddush again. As long as you did not have a hesach hadas and you stayed put. So you're supposed to eat right away, but b'di'eved, they say even, as one of the Sfarim said, even up to 2 hours. Unless you have like a real hetzchadas. What is that? It's a shenas kavua. You make kiddush in your bedroom and you lie down in bed and went to sleep for 2 hours. Well, all right, that's very different. But they said even a shenas arai, you know, some of our friends fall asleep at the Shabbos table, you know, he fell asleep, he dozed off between the kiddush and the motzi, even that, look at now the chatchila, but b'diavad, then I can have to make kiddush again. If the mamish start learning and they're totally, you know, brain is totally out of food and totally into whatever, but you're sitting at a kiddush, sitting at the table over there, that's not considered hesach hadas, and again, it's not the chatchila, but b'diavad, you wouldn't have to make kiddush again. I did see something about not speaking. Yeah, I saw something about not speaking. No, it just shouldn't get, you know, caught up in other things and get distracted. And okay, I think we did.
People say, like, at the Shabbat table, if they make their kid make another bracha, well, that's because they spoke before they drank the grape juice.
They had to make another bracha.
Right. So you make kiddush, and then before he drank, he spoke. So the truth is that there's a Ramah back, I think, Kuf Samach. I don't remember. Back in Chelik Beis, there's a Ramah that says that as long as the Mavarech drank, even if he spoke, it's okay. Now, the Mishnah Berurah brings down most posts can disagree with that. It's ma'aseh b'chayom. It's very common, like very, very common. So I think the Mishabura Lamaisa really overturns the Ramah. Here we're talking about making another bracha. According to the Ramah, it's a bracha, levad bracha shein atzricha, you know, that's so pasha. You shouldn't have to what? No, you're talking about two separate things. You're talking about drinking the wine. I'm not about drinking the wine. I'm talking about, is your kiddush still valid? Kiddush malkam suda. You're asking a separate question. The kiddush is valid even if I don't drink. You don't need to drink to be able to kiddush. Okay, Reish Ayin Gimel Vav. In Kiddush Beveisa. He makes kiddush in his house. And the windows are open, it's in the summer. V'shama shcheino, and his neighbor's listening. V'shulchano aruch lefanav, and he's got his table set. Oh, shekeinah shelo, it's not so important, the Mishnah points out. Yotze bo, he's going to be yotze kiddush with his neighbor. The shapi have a makam suda, because it's makam suda for the neighbor. The neighbor's eating in his own house, and he has a kiddush, he's yotze. Kugon, but however, is a general rule, when you want to be yotze a bracha, we need kavash. Kugon sheneskavin hashomei alotze, sumashmiha alotze. I guess the guy's making, usually when you make kiddush in your house, you don't come on it to be mostly the neighbors. So, but maybe, you know, he's making a kiddush in his house, having a baby girl. It's a kiddush. So, when you make kiddush, you want to be mostly everybody. You're not thinking in this room, that room. So if the neighbor hears you upstairs, next door, they would also be yotze with that if they had kavanah to be yotze.
They're on grape juice, or the husband's away.
That for sure they could do, right. And the Mishnah says even the Chatchila brings down from the Magen Avraham. What if the Chatchila yachal the Kaddish beveso, k'day shishma shcheino hadar b'bayi zacher. And he says if the neighbor, right, then it could be, you could even make Kiddush for the neighbor and not even be drinking the wine. Someone has to drink the wine. Right, you can make kiddush many times. But here we're talking, you're in your house and they're in their house. It's not such a common scenario that you're gonna have kavanah to be motzi them, and they're gonna listen to be yotze and whatever. But yeah, if someone has someone next door who, for whatever reason, doesn't want to make kiddush, it could be a regular thing. You know, listen up, and that would be fine. The Bir Halacha questions it, but the Magen Avraham says it's even the Chachila. Bir Halacha just figure why it's the Chachila. He doesn't think it should be the Chachila. We're not going to go into it. You can do it for homework. Bir Halacha Dibra Maschal V'im. Mishnah Berurah Sif Katan Lamed points out, let's say, I think what he's talking about is Friday night. Friday night make Kiddush and Shul, right? We don't, but they do it in Chutzlars, many places. So they make Kiddush and Shul Friday night. Let's say a guy comes with two Lachmaniyot, single guy, he just wants to, he's going to learn all night in Shul. So he's going to be Yotze his Kiddush, his Suda, Friday night Suda, just with two Lachmaniyot. I used to do that when I was a Bacha for Shal Shittus. I would take two Lachmaniyot to Shul, sitting, you know, the base medrash and just eat a roll, and that was my shal shittus, and that was that. So let's say I want to do it Friday night. So he says you can't do that because the makad, the one making kiddush Friday night in shul, even though the original kavana of the whole idea of making kiddush shul Friday night is for the guests and those who are eating there, since nowadays as a general rule no one is eating in shul, so the whole thing is just a minig. It's not the, if you want to be yotze, you have to tell them to be motzi. It'd probably be best if you made the kiddush. But Rishonim bring down that the Orchim did not make the, that's the machlokes. The Goyim say the Orchim made the Kiddush, and Rishonim say that no, someone else made the Kiddush, and that's part of the machlokes of who drinks the wine. That's what Mishnah says in Sifkat and Lamed, Bismanenu, and the Sharati, and all the way in the bottom. Oh, he's Lamed Dalid, Dayom, Umachavi, Rak Mishuminag. He's not making Kiddush to be really to emote to anybody. Sif Zion. Yesh Omrim. She'em Akachin El Oranir. You must make Kiddush where the Shabbos candles are lit. Yesh Omrim. She'em Ha Kiddush Tali Benair. And some say, no, Kiddush has nothing to do with the Nair of Shabbos. And in fact, if he wants to eat outside because of the nice weather outside, or inside it has got flies. So Makadesh Bechatzir, even though the candles are lit inside, he can make Kiddush outside. And Ve'ochal Shamir outside. Even though he doesn't see the Shabbos candles during the Suda. Shehaneros lo oneg nitztavu. The neros are there for oneg Shabbos and not to be the tzar, not to cause you tzar. And for him, it's a tzar to eat inside. He wants to eat outside. V'achim istavra, and that makes sense, says the mechaber. Says the Mishnah Berurah, when are we somech on this not to eat by the neros? The neros should be in the dining room where you're eating. Well, the neros should be where you're eating. If you're eating in the dining room, which usually you do, that's where the neros should be. If you want to go eat outside, he says, only if it's mitzta'er harbe, only if a person's very mitzta'er to be inside. Otherwise, the person does need to eat by the neros. So he has a compromise. You can make kiddush inside. Once you make kiddush inside, you have to eat bread inside or whatever. Kiddush makom suda, let's say bread. And then go outside to eat the rest of the meal. You could do that. Then you can eat the rest of the suda outside. You use the neros for the suda, and that's great. And there we learn. The Mechaber says, so one who lights in some corner of the house and he eats outside, if the neros are not long enough to last until the night, if he's not using the neros at all, it's a bracha levatol. But the Mishnah Berurah points out over there in Sifkat Mem Aleph, if the house he lit is a little bit dark and he does do things there, he prepares the food or he's whatever he does, things that are Sora Chasu'uda, he's doing inside, so then it's Leka Isura. Even though it may not, the candles won't last till the night, till the meal's over, till he comes back in, and even though he's eating outside, but he's still, the candles are giving some light to help them with Shabbos, and therefore it's going to be okay. Okay, that concludes Reish Ayin Gim. Siman, Reish Ayin Dalet. Dine Bitsia Sapas Bishabis. So we just spent a while Reish Ayin Aleph Beis Gimel was Hilchos Kiddush. Now we're going to talk about basically Hilchos Hamotzi on Shabbos. Okay, Reish Ayin Dalet Aleph. Okay, the Mechaber says, Reish Ayin Dalet. Botzei al shtei kikaros shlemos. You have to make a motzi on two whole loaves of bread. We call it lecha mishnah. She'ochez shteihem biyado. He holds both of them in his hands. Ubotzei ha'tachtona. And he cuts the bottom one. Haga, no, says the Ram. Okay, so there's a Gemara. Okay, the Gemara that tells you need lecha mishnah. The source for lecha mishnah, the Mishnah brings down in Sifkat and Aleph Zecher Laman. Dechsev looked to lecha mishnah. Right, the man didn't fall on Shabbos, so on Erev Shabbos fell twice. So we have lecha mishnah to remember the fact that the man fell the double portion fell on Friday. The gam biyantiv tzachul tzosh deikikaros also on yantiv you need lecha mishnah. Mishabur continues, Vigam Hanashi Bukhuyavas Balacha Mishnah. Women are also Chayvan Lecha Mishnah. Why? Here the Mishabur says, Shahoyu Gankein Beneis Haman. Afheni Yuboto Anes. This is not one of the, there's three Afheni Yuboto Aneses in Shas. By Arba Kosos of Pesach, Chanukah, coming right up, and Purim. Women being Chayev in the I didn't see it this time around, but I vaguely remember Machlokes Rishonim. Some say, like the Mishnah Berurah is saying over here, the Afiniyu Ba'oto Anes. And others, I think, learned out from Zachar V'Shamar. They're just like women are, why are women chayav in Kiddush? It's a mitzvah such as man grama. No, because they're included in Zachar V'Shamar, Bedibor Echad, the two sets of Aseres HaDibros. So those two words are said simultaneously. So we learn whoever's included in the low essays of Shamar, including the essays of Zohar. Now, man is Lecha Mishnah, we assume is Durabana. So it's not the mitzvah of Zohar, Shamar Shabbos, and Kadisha, which is making Kiddush Friday night, and possibly Havdalah, which we'll learn about when we get there. But it kind of includes everything related to Shabbos. So low essays, I'll say everything. Okay, now the Gemara, Zman Shas, Zman Bracha, says that Reb Zeira used to be Botzea. Botzea is the word like breaking bread. Akula Sherusa. Akula Sherusa on the whole, I don't know how to define that exactly. Kula on the whole Sherut. I don't know, the whole service. the whole thing. So what does that mean? So Rashi says it means that on Shabbos he will cut a piece of bread, a piece of challah big enough to be enough for the whole su'uda. Now normally during the week you shouldn't do that because it makes you look like eating in an inappropriate fashion. But here, Kavod Shabbos Kodesh, you're allowed to do that. And that we'll see in Sif Beis. The Rashba says no. It means Kulish Yerusa. It means that he's making a motzi on two breads, two lechemishna. He should cut both of them. And the Marshal and the Shlo and the Gra are into that, cutting both of them. The Mechaber here, you see, is not, right? The Mechaber says you make a motzi on two and you cut the bottom one. Hagah, no, says the Rama. V'dafka b'leil Shabbos. Leil Shabbos is supposed to cut the bottom one. But b'yom ha-Shabbos or b'leil Yontif, when it comes to Shabbos day, or leil Yom Tov, botzei al ha-elyona, you cut the top one. Why? Continues the Rama. V'atam ha-derech ha-Kabbalah. We don't know. Kabbalah. Fine.
Why should you have two on Shabbos day? Two fell for.
So you're doing the cheshbon of how much is left.
Yeah.
So they asked that question by Shalash Shudas. So Shalash Shudas already, there was not enough, there was only maybe one portion a month left. On Shabbos day, there were still two portions left. Okay, we'll get to Shalash Shudas. Well, there's a mitzvah Shalash Shudas. It was a double portion, and every portion was enough for, well, two meals. One at night and one by day. So when it fell on Friday, it was enough for Friday day and Friday night. And Shabbos morning and Saturday night, mostly Shabbos, but you're not gonna, but Shalash Shudas is more important than Lav Malka, so you're gonna eat it for Shalash Shudas. I don't know, I guess they didn't have Lav Malka, I don't know. Okay, so hold on a second. So Dirshu brings down a whole discussion about Lecha Mishnah. He gives all the different, you know, what if the bread is not kosher, and what if it's this, what if it's that. That's not relevant for us. But what's relevant, what if the this is very common. You go to, for Lecha Mishnah, oh, no Lecha Mishnah. What do you do? Go to the freezer, take out a roll that's basically inedible. Now, a lot of times, it's not inedible, it doesn't taste good, but it's not exactly, it's not totally inedible, it depends. So here he brings out a bunch of poskim who say that you can rely on the frozen roll for Lecha Mishnah. He brings out Rosh Hashanah Zalman is not such a fan, but Rosh Hashanah Zalman does say that if the Suda is going to extend long enough that it's going to defrost by then, which is usually the case unless you're in Siberia, it's going to defrost by then. So even Rosh Hashanah Zalman then will agree that it's okay. The minig is, I think that's what people do. If you don't have Lecha Mishnah on hand, you take the frozen one from the freezer. In terms of Lecha Mishnah on the Mizono, said a Kiddush, so there is such a concept, but here he brings down from the Minchas Yitzchak not to do that, and anyone who does do that, he says, he says it looks like Gaifa, and he Mishan, no, that at a Kiddush you make sure to make Mizonos on two Ragulach. You ever see someone do that? Yeah, Bremen Mizonos on two Ragulach. Because it's possible, but Kisnin, you can hear such a swear. So there is the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch says that, but the Minchas Yitzchak Dying Wise says don't do it.
I mean, I see people eat two cookies at once.
No, that's no. Well, there is no, but you're supposed to eat a kazaya. So one cookie might not be a kazaya, or you just might like those cookies. His wife made them. Okay, Mishabura Sifkat on base, second line. End of the second line, Shlema. So two full breads. So the Balabayas is saying Hamotzi. He has a mind to pater everybody at the table in Hamotzi. The Gam Yumar La Masubin, he should tell those sitting there, Shechav Nulatzi Bebrechaso, that they should be Yotzi with his bracha. Kedei Shekulam Yetzu Belecha Mishnah. Now, okay, we'll get there back to that in a minute. Sounds from here like the how you yotzi with Lecha Mishnah by listening to the Hamotzi on the Lecha Mishnah. We had recently one of the scenarios that's not necessarily the case, and we're going to see that the pasha pshat is that the yotzi Lecha Mishnah you have to eat from the Lecha Mishnah. That's the pashtos. Ukishemotzi acherim, when you're being motzi other people, yomar birshus rabosai avdi shu balabayas or gadol, even though he's the balabayas, his house, he doesn't need to ask permission from anybody to make a motzi. Umiderech hanava, it's a form of humility, and then he should cut according to the mechaber. Look at Siv Beis. Let's skip to Siv Beis for a minute. Reish Ein Dal Beis. Mitzvah Levtzor B'Shabbos Prusa Gedola. Shabbos, you should cut a big piece of bread. She Tasmik Lo L'Kol HaSuda. Should be enough for the whole Suda. I don't know how that works. I sometimes go through three whole chalos. I don't know exactly how that works, but I guess if it's not a big crew, then you can do that. So I always you cut a slice big enough for the whole suda. So I as a kid always saw my father. You have a challah, right? So it's a foot long, and you cut on the 90-yard line. You're cutting off, right? And you know, my father would never eat that piece that he cut off. He would then cut up the rest. Now, my father never had a father. I don't know where he got what he got from, but I think that's the pshat. You're cutting off that piece, just kind of symbolizing that this is the piece I'm cutting for the Shabbos meal, and I'm giving out from here, and that's the kiyum of this Sif Beis, that you're cutting a big enough piece to give out to everybody for the meal. If you would do that and then take that little scrawny piece and eat it, it kind of would defeat the purpose. I mean, I cut the whole thing.
Cut in the middle and then cut a slice for yourself.
Right, and that's what's done. Okay, so that is Shitas Rashi. So now we're going to see in the Mishnah Berurah the Shitas Arashba. Mishnah Berurah Sifkatan Dalid Ubotseya. So Lo Ne'amar Lechem Mishnah Ela Bilikita. You don't need to cut both lechems. It says they gathered Lechem Mishnah. It doesn't say that they ate Lechem Mishnah, right? In the Midbar, the Mon, they gathered a double portion. They didn't eat a double portion. They ate two cookies, but not a double portion of Mon. So therefore, there's no Indian to eat both. Says the Mechaber, and I'll be Kabbalah Friday night. You cut the bottom one, and other times you cut the top one. The Marshal Ushlo Nagu Lachtoch Shnehem. They had a minute to cut both of them, and that's the Rashi's understanding of that Gemara over there. Remember, it comes up in Shabbos and in Brachos that Rav Zera was Botza Akula Sharusa. Not that he cut a big enough piece for the meal, but that he cut both. He cut both breads. Lachtoch Shnehem Kepir Sharash, but V'chein Hiskim Hagra. Next line, skip a line. He said, "Olam no again ki Ashulchan Aruch." I don't know. I cut both just because I usually need both. If it's a very small Shabbos and I don't need both, I'll do like the Shulchan Aruch, so to cut the bottom one. But if I need both anyway, and that's what I do. I don't know.
Beer with tomorrow, hey guys, cut both.
Okay.
Rob says,
"Throw Shashiva."
Yeah. Even though they have some extra.
Oh, yeah, so he talks about that. Mishnah Berurah talks about that. If you want to be makbid to cut both, and you don't need both, so have a challah, full challah, and a lachmania.
Right.
Because otherwise you can be eating French toast the whole week. Okay, now the Bach has a problem with this mechaber. Mechaber says eat the bottom one. As a general rule, we don't pass by mitzvah. So when I'm holding Lechem Mishnah, the one on top is closer to me. So I have to go past the one on top to get to the bottom one. That's a problem of Ein Ma'avir and Ala Mitzvahs. Now look at the Mishnah Berurah Sifkatan. Hey, Habach Tama. The Bach has a wonderment. Ein Ma'avir and Ala Mitzvahs. So his son-in-law, the Taz, said no problem. Taz Tikin said, "V'nog laniach atachton karov elav yoter min ha'elyon." Friday night, you're supposed to cut the bottom one. That's the only cutting one you're cutting, the bottom one. So you should put the bottom one closer to you than the top one. And then when you go, you just pick up the bottom one. And the top one goes flying across the table, but you got your bottom one, and you're not ma'avirin ala mitzvahs. V'nimtzah shepogeh tchila b'tachtono, then you're not ma'avirin ala mitzvahs. The bottom one's closer to you, and that's the one you're cutting. Let's get down a line. I'm at the end of Mishnah Berurah Sifkatan Hey. V'ayin le'abasim kuf samach zayin sif aleph baga shol yachtoch b'kikar ad achar habracha k'dei shu akikaros shleimos ayin sham. So here's a little bit of a steer in the Mishnah Berurah. Over there, the Mishnah Berurah says, I mean, it's not really a steer, he points it out, but over there it says like this. When you're making hamotzi, even during the week, you're supposed to make hamotzi on a sholem. It's kavod habracha, chashivas habracha, to make the bracha on something big, something whole. It should be shalem. But on the other hand, we don't want too much of an interruption between the bracha and the eating. So there's an idea of start cutting, and then it'll be easier to finish the cutting after you make the bracha, less of an interruption. So the Mishnah Berurah over there says you should cut it a little bit. Not so much that if you cut too far and you pick up the smaller half and the big half falls off, then even if you didn't do that, if the smaller half is not strong enough to hold the bigger half, then halachically it's not shalim anymore. So you're supposed to cut it a little bit so that you don't waste time in cutting it. But the Mishnah Berurah over there says don't do that on Shabbos, because if you accidentally go too far, you just messed up your lecha Mishnah, you ruined it. So don't do that. So here he says that what I said over there. The Ramah says that don't cut until after the bracha, so that you're dealing with a shalem. Now, medaktikim regilim lirshon besakin kodem bracha. Now he says that the medaktikim, those who are careful, they put a little siman where they're gonna cut. Now I don't know what the point of that is exactly. Now I'd say some people do still cut in on Shabbos, which the Mishnah over there says not to do. The problem I found is, it takes much more time to find that nick that you made. The whole point was to, there shouldn't be an interruption between the bracha and the cutting and the eating. So cut it, and that way it'll go much quicker. It doesn't go quicker because then you start looking around. Where did I put that cut? So it ruins the whole point. It's anti whatever.
So they used the mark to find the nicest place on the cover.
Uh-huh. Okay. So here he says not saying to cut. He's just saying to be me roshem. Make a mark. He's saying that's the nicest place. I'm going to go look again.
I see people take like literally 30 seconds or more to find the place.
So that's missing the whole point. So the medaktikin regin lirshom. He doesn't say to cut. He says lirshom. And over there, medaktik says not to cut because you might go too far. And if you go too far, you messed up your lachamish. It's not worth it. And anyway, it doesn't make sense. Nowadays, our knives are very good. Our challah is very soft. And it goes chick-chack. And right, he's spent 30 seconds looking for the hole. That's ridiculous. Should we stop here? Oh, we'll stop here.